Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. You've got Mike, Bo, Ali Mack, and Dylan this morning at 8:25. We're live from the infield of Echo Park Speedway ahead of the Quaker State 400, available at Walmart. We are doing things big this weekend, and the professionalism has gone out the window because I just watched Bo shove a donut in his mouth, like, as we're coming back from break. And I'm like, what is happening?
Toes out. Donut stuffing.
But, bro, it's
but
it's,
I'm wearing shoes now, so I put them on for Larry Mack.
And it's just radio magic, Allie. He's like, oh, you know what? I have to actually talk into the microphone. Let me go ahead and just chew this thing down.
I mentioned something. I said, you just put a donut in your mouth 30 seconds before we're going back on air. And he doubled down, Dylan.
Yeah.
He put a second piece of donut in his mouth.
Wow. Bo's out here getting bold, man.
I know.
Yeah, you let him out the studio. Ain't no telling what he's going to do.
You know, that's why I think they keep me in the studio so much, to be honest with you. You know what's funny is you go from being the person that has to keep people in control in remotes, like, you know, my relationship with Mike Bell my entire career, and now I'm the problem. It's like, what happened?
I do want to say a major thanks to Campers Inn for the hookup on the accommodations all weekend. Make sure to get your tickets for the race because it's going to be packed. EchoParkSpeedway.com. Guys, I don't know all the etiquette around here. It is early, but does the it's 5 o'clock somewhere rule like apply right now? Are you guys going to crack a cold one at 9 a.m.?
Yes.
On-site producer Doug just got so starstruck that he couldn't get a word out to Larry McReynolds. And then for the first time in 30 minutes after Larry left, Doug goes, going to crack a beer.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, was it that good for you? Sitting there listening, it was that good.
I guess
good.
That's
like,
the equivalent of, the only other thing he could have said is I'm going to fire for Marlboro Red. I mean, what's happening over there? What's funny is I've gotten to know our on-site remote engineer that I've dubbed him, Doug, and he's a talkative guy. He's not shy, but boy, he was very shy there, a little hesitant.
Yeah,
I like seeing that because it's cool when you meet people that you run. Because Doug grew up, you know, in the same area as Larry Mack, and so racing was big. But yeah, it's the Campers Inn rig is, as you know, Allie, is this. I can't tell you enough how great of a rig we're all standing in here. It's and there's still plastic on some of this stuff. I'm not sure I'm supposed to be in here, actually.
Well, we are going to get a check-in on the tailgate at home. Doug has been tending to the pork butt all morning, so we got to get a check of that. But before we do, let's talk about the Braves one more time. They did lose 4-0 to the Mets last night. They split the series. Mike, I love what you said yesterday about the offense being anemic. It's just the perfect word for what we are watching right now. It's incredibly frustrating to see our team, our Braves, only get 3 hits against the Mets last night.
Yeah, and look, I think this is just previewing a little bit of what we'll see this weekend. I think this is I don't even know if pivotal is a big enough word for this 3-game set against the Phillies. It feels like a do or die series. Like, you have to take 2 out of 3. You're at home. Obviously, your back is against the wall. If the Phillies are able to take 2 out of 3 on your turf, and obviously they just got swept by the Astros, so you know, they're in a position to be, you know, hopefully lose some games. But it's pivotal, to say the least. And I think that this offense being anemic, and Grant mentioned it when we talked to him just a little while ago, it's like, you can deal with one, you can deal with two. There is 4 spots in this lineup right now that are anemic. And then the other guys are just hit or miss at times in these games. And we talk about it last night's game, no walks, 3 hits. And it's not like you were getting dominated by one pitcher. You obviously, Griffin Canning, unfortunately, has to leave the game in the 3rd inning. You get to the bullpen, and the bullpen dominates you. And it's just, I don't even have words anymore. I really don't. I keep trying to explain it, and I keep trying to, you know, put an understanding around what the Braves are, and it continues to make no sense for me.
It's a bullpen that you've hit well too. It's not like you've had good at bats at. You've been able to, and you've played them 7 out of your last 10 games, and in those other 6 games, you've drawn walks with good at bats. You've been able to work it. So it's very frustrating. Maybe it was just one of those, hey, you know what? The offense has actually been pretty decent lately. And then, boom, bad game. You said it, though, with the Phillies coming in here. They've lost three in a row, and they're 5-5 in their last 10. If you remember, the Mets came to Truist to start this 13-game stretch you have on, I think, a three-game losing streak.
Yeah.
And the Braves made it 6. So it takes that mindset. Look, this is a Bryce Harper-less Phillies team right now. That's, and I know it's just one player, but that's their version of Ronald Acuña,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
He's not the same, but you can be for sure that the dude has he has that pop in his bat, and he has that energy. And that's very important to remember. So go take advantage of this. I need Bryce from San Francisco, and then I need Schwelly and Strider to do what they do. I need that heat from Strider, and I need Schwellenbach with that 6-7 pitch combination that he has, and then every once in a while tick up to that 99. I'd love to see Schwarber just have an offer and have like 9.
Would that be nice? Like swing so hard he spins himself into the ground?
Because you know why? Yes. Because I like him because I respect what he's done. He's like, I'm good at one thing.
Yeah.
And I'm just gonna do that. And it's like, I've always hated the playoffs or bust thing. What does that mean, playoffs or bust? Are you gonna fire everybody? No. But Schwarber is home run or bust because it's either strikeout or home run.
Yeah.
And he does a good job. I think he's got in his 20s now.
Yeah.
So he's done a good job at it. But you should win this series. But you really, really could do yourself a favor with a sweep.
We will see what happens. Bryce Elder is on the mound tonight. Now, I know we got to get a check of the tailgate at home, but is this technically a Life of Squid or is it a Life of Doug?
I'm holding in my hand a bottle of Baron Burton's W sauce. And the reason is because, you know, I wanted Allie as her first time doing the NASCAR weekend with us, right? And I just wanted to show her that, hey, see, I have my W sauce here. We're using it. I put it all over my butt last night and when I was prepping it. And Doug has been he's been running our grill for us.
He's our grill correspondent. Yeah.
You know, normally I'm running out during commercial breaks when I do tailgate at home, but not today. We've got Doug doing it. He is tending to my meat. And it's looking good. We've got the – I can't believe – Mr. Yo, who's obviously a big member of Squid Nation and a big listener to this radio station, and he's all over the Twitters and he calls in every show, and he tweeted me the other day and said, hey, I appreciate you because I am now, too, on the I Can't Believe It's Not Butter Spray, which I got to give to my boy Big Jim Stancil, who's a caterer – pitmaster and has also catered a lot of the Falcon stuff.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. We all know him. He's a legend up there.
Yeah. And so he turned me onto that trick and I've just learned from everybody. But yeah, the meat is it's smelling so good. I love smelling the fires people have with their grills going. And this is this scene when I pulled in last night. And y'all probably. It was probably too dark earlier. You couldn't see. But when I pulled in last night, I saw something at Echo Park Speedway that I don't recall seeing in a little while. And that was campgrounds on the outside, not the infield, but the outside ones, already filled up on a Thursday. And, look, it's not completely full, but for a Thursday night.
Yes, I agree.
At 6:30 when I'm rolling in here.
I agree.
I was a little bit first I was taken back, and then I got excited because it brought me back to the good old days here, you know, back in the early 2000s, before the Car of Tomorrow, which did a number on the old track here, the old configuration with the tire combo. But man, it was just really cool. And they are if you want a ticket, you better go now and get it at EchoParkSpeedway.com for the Quaker State 400 available at Walmart, because there's not going to be a lot of room. It's going to be probably sold out by the end of the day.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Maybe. Yeah, this is one of the best venues to watch a race at as well, because if you've never been here for a race, there you have like a bar top in front of you. Like every seat has its own like kind of table sitting in front of you to put your drink up on. And obviously, there's not a bad seat in the house with the action racing that goes on now. So I'm with you. Got to go right now to get those tickets, because as we talked to Tyler a minute ago and Larry Mack mentioned it, there's not very many left. So if you want to be in the house, if the weather forecast is keeping you away, all I can say is you know that it's Georgia and it's June. It's probably going to rain for maybe 20 minutes, and it's going to be out of here, and we are going to be racing on Saturday night, I promise you.
Well, Bo, you better have your professional shoes on right now, because in moments we could be seeing Ty Dillon, the driver of the number 10 car, walking in this RV, and we got to find out if he is as big of a Braves fan as his brother Austin. That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.